Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the autoimmune system and your hair. And we do have a devotional we want to do first, so let's get into that. And this is in 1 Thessalonians 5, and it says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Yeah, what's that old saying? Worry about nothing and pray about everything. Yeah, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. The King of Kings will be here soon, and you want to be able to receive him blameless. So the only way to do that is have a relationship, seek the Lord, and mind the time. And let's, without further ado, get into this topic, autoimmune disease and your hair. So the amount of scientific studies that I'm seeing on autoimmune disease has really begun to tick up. So I've seen several studies that come shy of stating that the addition of adjuvants in your vaccines has increased the cases of autoimmunity, which is really considered rare, they say. However, 27 million Americans have some form of autoimmune disease. That's 8% of our population. And science is telling us that autoimmune diseases take some time to develop, and often silently over the span of many years before your symptoms manifest. So the question is, can the adjuvants in your vaccines plant the seeds of autoimmunity, which may take decades to become evident, and it could affect your hair? Let's talk about the coincidental science, that's what I call it. So medical science started using adjuvants in vaccines in the 1940s and 50s, which was when the vaccines were mass-produced for the public, and strangely enough, that is when autoimmune cases started to appear. Now, although science reported that autoimmune diseases were not invented, created by man, but rather the concept of the disease became medically recognized in the 1940s and 50s. Now, personally, I'm not buying that story. So statistics are showing us that with the advancement of your vaccine use, there was an increase in autoimmune cases. Also, the increase in the number of vaccines given created frequent exposure to these adjuvants, and the severity of the autoimmune system diseases climbed. So some studies are proclaiming that the vaccines could be a trigger for autoimmune conditions, because vaccines are widely known to be associated with certain dangerous and rare medical conditions. Now, I also felt that the notion that Tylenol causes autism was to be the culprit. I thought that was ridiculous. Science does not want to say vaccines cause autism, but I believe they do cause autism, and science would like us to believe autism is a pre-existing condition that may worsen with a vaccine when it's given. And there is journal articles written by physicians who noted autism occurred when several viruses were included in one vaccine. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, November 2004. It says, "Autism spectrum disorder is not classified as purely an autoimmune disease, but growing evidence suggests a strong link with immune system dysfunction, inflammation, and autoimmunity playing significant roles in some cases." Well, that's exactly what vaccines give you, is inflammation. That's what they do. That's why people complain at the injection site. It's inflammation. So here is a list of autoimmune diseases linked with vaccines that the CDC has on their website. Lupus, Guillain-Barré syndrome, chronic arthritis, connective tissue disorders, Kawasaki disease, neuromyelitis optica, in other words, your vision, idiopathic thrombotinopathic purpurea, it's a vascular thing, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, and autoimmune hepatitis. So, you know, a lot of neurological stuff here. Autoimmune and hair loss is a thing. It really is. So autoimmune conditions frequently cause you to lose your hair, and women are at the higher risk of being affected by autoimmune diseases compared to men. However, Michael Jackson had an autoimmune condition called vitiligo, which was white patches on his skin. And some conditions may also put people at a higher risk of developing autoimmune conditions like arthritis and thyroid disease. Proteins that can build up in the blood can invite autoimmune conditions such as Hashimoto's or Graves' disease. And we know that the proteins are the switches intentionally included in your vaccines to control certain biological outcomes. Therefore, women going through, let's say, menopause and thyroid issues are more likely to develop an autoimmune problem and thus shed more of their hair. And statistics are showing that the onset of hair loss begins at 80% before the age of 40, 40% by the age of 20, and 10% in some of the cases that have a total loss of hair loss altogether. So the immune system can attack your hair follicles. And if you're being diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis or Sjögren's disease, this can promote hair loss. Now, the role of your adjuvants in your vaccines has been described by other medical professionals. They describe it as a general syndrome, autoimmune, auto-inflammatory syndrome induced by the adjuvants. Now, the condition is also got a name. Immunologist Jutta Schoenfeld, who first described this problem in 2011, he highlighted the group of various autoimmune conditions that are triggered by exposure to immune-stimulating substances called adjuvants, like those in your vaccines. It's very possible that the hair loss, which can take years to develop, stems from how your body reacted to the vaccine adjuvants. So he noticed it, Dr. Schoenfeld noticed it, so they've called this, they don't want you to know this, adjuvants disease is Schoenfeld's disease because he found it. So here is Dr. Schoenfeld's list when you have a reaction to the adjuvants in your vaccines, which really, do you know what they're made of? The adjuvants are made of aluminum. This is a heavy metal in your system, pumped right into your blood system. He says you'll get rheumatoid issues, arthritis, systemic lupus, scleroderma, inflammatory myopathies, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, Guillain-Barré syndrome, micropathic myofasciitis, and Gulf War syndrome. Think about that. So Dr. Schoenfeld also listed the adjuvant triggers. He said aluminum in your vaccines, silicones in implants, squalene found in some vaccines, and infections, several combined viruses in one vaccine. According to the National Institute of Health Center for Biotechnology in 2017, they said adjuvants overstimulate the immune system, leading to autoantibody production and inflammation, potentially unmasking or causing a full-blown autoimmune disease in susceptible individuals. Well, that's just a roundabout way saying, yeah, the adjuvants can cause the autoimmune problem because it's triggered by inflammation, and it could be the vaccine. So if you read my newsletters, I did a newsletter report called Brazil's Longevity on the 9th of January 2026. If you haven't signed up for our newsletters, you just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters and sign up there for free. They're absolutely free. They go out each week so you can learn all this stuff. So if you read the newsletter, Brazil's Longevity, you read about how the people of Brazil who have limited contact with modern medicine are underserved by their country. These people are living in the countryside. They're not in the city. So they grow their own food. They have traditional diet. They're living healthy, long lives into their hundreds. So the group of people in Brazil are the centurions. They live consistently to 100 and more. Their lifestyle and the lack of vaccines is the contributing factors for them living over 100 and not having the diseases we have. Because when the virologist went to take blood samples from these people, it was just an interesting little study that they did. They found that the people there that are living over 100 had robust immune systems that were, quote, still intact. So why put it that way? Does it mean when you're getting an artificial infection from a vaccine that it disrupts your natural immune system and it's no longer intact? That's my question. So if you're on Rumble, if you're looking at our shows on Rumble like this, if we haven't already posted it, it will be posted very soon. So keep listening and thanks for listening. So I've concluded that the assault on Americans' health is intentional from many areas. There's water, there's food, there's air, there's allopathic medicine, and then we have to do more to protect ourselves from these maybe unintentional too, scientific attacks with all the toxicity. The hair loss is one of them that people are struggling with, especially women. There's a lot of now young millennials that have total alopecia. They don't grow any hair. They have no eyebrows. They have no hair. They have no. They don't have to shave their legs. What's with this? What's with this? And, you know, medicine says it's genetic. Well, these vaccines change you genetically. People aren't being told that. So I think it's not genetic. It's intentional autoimmune disease based on what they're putting in their serums. So my mantra, as you know, if you're listening to me long enough, is cleanse and nourish. Get the toxins out. Put the nutrition in. The body's able to restore itself. You want to make sure your immune system is good and robust. Stop using the things that will suppress immunity, like sugar, alcohol, tobacco. Give your immune system a chance. And if you do have an autoimmune condition, there's hope of coming out of that, but you have to work on it. So if you're interested in a free product catalog from Apothecary Herbs, they have immune system cleansing herbs, you know, detoxification. They have metabolic strengthening formulas, and also they have things that will help your immune system function and not overreact. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International's 828-469-5972, and thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com is their website. Get their free product catalog. Yeah, so if you have an autoimmune issue, there's some herbs you can't use, and they'll help you understand which ones that are safer for you to use if you need any. So it's an educational learning curve, but it's something you really need to delve into to protect yourself these days and be well out there. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.